Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good evening and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. This is one of my favorite places. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Flavor Coffee House in a bit. I do want to play a track for you, this song. The more I play it, the more that it's around and has such a strong meaning in my life. I just have to share it with you. And I hope that, you know, I hope that you can understand and really, really listen to the words of this song and the meaning behind, you know, the creation of it. And I'm also going to tell you a little story about this, but I want to start out tonight's Flavor Coffee House with I Love My Life by Black Stax featuring Miss Felicia Loud. I Love My Life by Black Stax featuring Miss Felicia Loud. I had the honor and the pleasure and privilege last night to be involved and witness and actually be filmed for the up-and-coming video of that particular song. It was an absolutely special moment for me. I was looking back at some of the footage that I took myself of the experience last night and, you know, the kind of the behind-the-scenes things that were taking place before and during the shoot, and it was really, it's something that I will always remember, a memory I will always cherish. And I have to tell you that, you know, a year ago, well, a little over a year ago, in November of 2009 was the first time that I Love My Life was played on the air, and I was the one to be privileged, with, along with my business partner, L.A., to first play that song on the air. And so watch out 2011, I believe about the first week in February, the video is going to be available for I Love My Life by Black Stax, again featuring Miss Felicia Loud. And once I can figure out, maybe I'll be leaking out some behind-the-scenes footage of this particular event. But, oh, my goodness, I just cannot tell you how excited I am to play a role in this particular group's life, to, you know, be able to say that they are from the Pacific Northwest, they are from Seattle, Washington, they are from right here in my hometown. And I talk to them on a regular basis, and, man, I love my life. They make me want to love my life. So, anyway, I want to say hello to my dear friend, DeLon. I guess, DeLon, you're having some issues with your computer. I totally understand that. And I'm sorry that you missed Lady Marmalade's show. I don't know if she was going to be playing your music on there. If she did, I'm so very, very sorry. I missed the show my own self, but I will definitely play a bit of you. I will play a bit of you on my show tonight. I wanted to tell people in the listening audience a little bit about Flay the Coffee House. And it is a business that I built in 2003. At that time, I was a domestic violence advocate, and I was also a homeless advocate working for two different agencies. And a gentleman came into my life and said, you know, what would it look like if you started your own business? And it got my, you know, my juices flowing, and, you know, really, really thought about, you know, what would it look like if I started my own business? And I thought about the fact of when I was a domestic violence advocate and we were able to step away from the emergency crisis shelter, we would at times go to a Tully's coffee shop, and how it was just very, very peaceful there. It allowed us to just relax. Even though we were talking about serious issues, it was just a very comfortable and comforting environment. And so that's kind of the idea of why I went for a coffee shop. I also built it in a location which was close to my home, which is a very, very diverse community that did not have businesses that represented the flavor of the community. And so I built it there in a brand new apartment complex, one of five businesses. You know, it was sold to me on the fact that I would be able to, you know, maintain and build my business straight from the residents that lived in the apartment complex. And boy, was that a hard lesson for me to learn. It was not that way at all. And so as a small business owner, you know, I had refinanced my house. I had put my heart and soul into this place, you know, with the help of my children, picking out some very eclectic furniture to coloring and wall decorations and all of that. And it was an absolutely amazing space. And if you see the flyer that I post along with this particular posting, that is actually the outside of my coffee shop. So I had flavor from 2003 until 2008, when I decided to not renew my lease. The one thing I learned is, even though I built the coffee shop with my own money, got the contractors and the architect and went for the licensing and permitting and everything, I did not own the space. And that was a very, very hard lesson for me to learn. You might wonder why I'm telling you all of this. And what it comes down to is I want to talk about support. And, you know, there were so many people that said that they loved what I had created. They loved the feel of Flavor Coffee House. They loved the fact that I supported artists selling their art out of my shop to having, you know, open mics on a regular basis out of my coffee shop and all of that. And you know, where does it come into play? Marketing or support of fans? And that's something I really, really would like to talk to you about tonight. So if you're interested in opening up this dialogue with me, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I am going to leak some music tonight. This is some new music coming out of the Pacific Northwest, which I'm very, very excited to have the opportunity to share with you. And so, you know, why don't I just scroll down and play one of those tracks right now? And this is from a young man that I met about a year ago also. He's got a great spirit, a great talent, and I absolutely love seeing him on stage. And this is Yurumsek with Earthlink.
I'm the tall man. Earth is that planet just off the main drag. That planet posted solo like a prom date stag. Tag. Need a game, cause dude, I'm it. I don't need no spacecraft to explore new shit. To take off and zip through them quasars quick. All I need's a microphone for that Russian lift. Somebody call Houston. The problem's been solved. Now sit back and watch as my mind evolves. Space troopers on my ass, cause I broke they laws. Ego check these orders, cause we all got flaws. True, I take trips to these distant planets. I done crash landed and sustained some damage. Like, greetings, Martians. Stop with the antics. To them, I'm the alien who's making a panic. Just a two of us, Earthlink. Aliens descending on my planet, Earthlink. Parking parallel your spaceship, Earthlink. I'm the realest extraterrestrial up in this town. Just the two of us, Earthlink. Aliens descending on my planet, Earthlink. Parking parallel your spaceship, Earthlink. I'm the realest extraterrestrial up in this town. I proudly say it, I'm an Earthlink. I keep it normal like, I do Earth things. You pume, pume like lasers and smoke screens. I bang, bang my pistols, my Earth beam. My technology, I keep it analog. I know a bunch of haters are copy catalogs. Circling your props, crew gets cattle prod. In other words, you get laid down if you're not a boss. What does it cost to be down like him? Feet to my toes, cause I'm down like Tim. You up in the nose, bleeds me, I'm down like Tim. Touching the hardwood, watching my team win. That means I'm down to earth. Yep, can you relate to me? You're very popular, that don't equate money. I'm getting it right now, along with the late money. I keep a grip of money that you can't take from me. Just the two of us, Earthlink. Aliens descending on my planet, Earthlink. Walking parallel your spaceship, Earthlink. I'm the realest extraterrestrial up in this town. Just the two of us, Earthlink. Aliens descending on my planet, Earthlink. Walking parallel your spaceship, Earthlink. I'm the realest extraterrestrial up in this town. Okay, okay, yep, I get it. Ain't nothing alien about your compact spinning. Trying to take over, but my soldiers scrimmage. There's an invasion clause. Read the contract, pimping me. I stay in control. The roof, that's my secondary. Just in case you didn't know, that's that secondary. An artist on the prairie, I'm in that big house. Upgrading from the standard suite to the penthouse. Come down, get your heads up out the clouds now. That's the cue, my time to rock a crowd now. Bring it back to earth, up close and personal. I'm giving you myself as far as some verses go. Stay connecting with the people, still got cash to earn. Throw down the gavel to show you that this court's adjourned. Learn the morals or the story, you will fast learn. Don't let the ego be the reason that you crash and burn. Just the two of us, Earthlink. Aliens descending on my planet, Earthlink. Walking parallel your spaceship, Earthlink. I'm the realest extraterrestrial up in this town. Just the two of us, Earthlink. Aliens descending on my planet, Earthlink. Walking parallel your spaceship, Earthlink. I'm the realest extraterrestrial up in this town. Thank you.
site. That was Earthlink by Yidam Sek out of Seattle, Washington. I met him, like I was saying, back November 2009, around the same time that I met Black Stax and another artist by the name of LaRue. And I have to tell you, you know, Yidam's energy is absolutely amazing. When we would have meetings at the house, you know, I'd say, you know, Yidam, freestyle for me. And he would get up and he would like kind of pace back and forth as if he was on stage and do his thing. And, you know, and his wordplay and everything, he is amazing. Along with some events that, you know, I have seen him on stage at to, you know, events that I have hosted where he has performed. He is a true performer and entertainer and, you know, very, very kind, very, very kind young man. And he's kind of been behind the scenes lately, handling family business and, you know, working on his craft. And so he's going to be having a new CD coming out this year. And it's my pleasure to be able to leak a few of those tracks to you as he gives permission. Now, I did start out today's show talking about Black Stax and playing I Love My Life and letting you know that I was able to attend and participate in the video shoot last night of this particular song. Now, Black Stax is another amazing group coming out of the Pacific Northwest. They're actually part of the historians of the hip-hop community. Black Stax, Jace, and Black used to be known and still are known as Silent Lamb Project. Miss Felicia Loud is also known as a solo artist, and together the trio, along with Owara Runga, who is an amazing trumpeter, they make up what is known as Black Stax. Black Stax is going to be performing in the Battle of the Bands known as Road to South By this coming Thursday at Hell's Kitchen in Tacoma, Washington. If you are a fan of Black Stax or you just want to take my word and say, you know, Lady Flava says I need to get out there and support them, I really, really highly suggest and ask that you come out and support this particular group as they perform at Hell's Kitchen in this battle. If they by chance win the battle, they have the opportunity to go down to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas this March and perform on three stages down there in front of all the record labels and all the people from the music industry that come from all over the world to this particular event. It is the largest music convention in the United States, and they are battling for their opportunity to participate. So, again, I really encourage you to come down to Hell's Kitchen Thursday at 7 p.m. to support Black Stax in the battle. You can purchase your tickets by hitting them up. You can find them on Facebook. Go to their website, which is www.blackstax.com. If by chance you don't hook up with them, you know, and you show up to Hell's Kitchen, when you come to the door, will you just let them know that you're there supporting Black Stax? Because that will help support what their obligations are to be a part of this particular event. So, again, come out and support Black Stax. Flava News will be in the house that particular night. Of course, I got to be there for my fam and, you know, support people. Just really, really, really think about what that word means, support. What does that look like? What kind of support do you need if you are an artist or a small business owner? It's something that's really been weighing on my mind a lot the last few days. And, you know, I wanted to really open up a conversation with you around this particular conversation. I see that my dear friend DeLon from Houston, Texas, is trying to get in the chat room, and he's saying that he's not able to hear the show, so I don't know if there's anybody else out there listening to this show live that is not on the switchboard. If you're able to hear me, I hope that you are. Anyway, I'm hoping that I'm streaming live. It looks like I am. I'm going to go ahead and play another track by another local artist from this area. I think this girl is a monster on the mic. I had the opportunity to see her perform at Dope Emporium, which is another event that is founded by Black Stax, Jace, and Black. And it is the hip-hop artist showcase that takes place here in Seattle. And I'm going to play The Knox Family featuring Julie Fee with These Streets.
Thank you. Violence is a symptom, not the disease. Like Angel says, eradicate the roots and not the leaves. Politicians and armchair leadership say youth are a priority. But in MLK Junior County, 73% of general funds go to law, justice, and safety, a.k.a. jailing, prosecution, policing, while only 6% goes to human service. But prevention's a priority. Education's a priority. Why is the city of Seattle dropping $110 million to open a new jail we don't need, while the district can't even find a measly 3.6 to keep our schools from closing? Want to know what's really going on? Just follow the paper trail to downtown, Olympia, Wall Street, D.C. As long as poverty pimps keep profiting from our problems, we can't wait for change. We gotta create our own solutions straight from the people's movement. That's why we keep it pushing.
All right, that was These Streets by the Knox Family featuring Julie C. Absolutely amazing performer. You know, when you meet her in person, you're like, really? Are you a hip-hop artist? Who's like, kind of lips are deceiving. I think that people say that about me too. But I want to play a piece by a dear friend of mine and an artist that I work very, very closely with. And this is Melodocracy by John D. Green Sr. out of Detroit, Michigan. That was Melodocracy by John D. Green Sr. out of Detroit, Michigan. Now I want to play a piece by a young lady that was the feature on my All Media Artists features show this past Wednesday. Amazing talent and just, gifted musician and vocalist. And this is Cat Orlando with Wednesday Girl. All right, that was Miss Cat Orlando with her piece called Wednesday's Girl. Now, I just played two back-to-back pieces by artists that come to us from the All Media Artists website. And that's another thing that I wanted to bring up. You know, when you go over to this particular site, the talent and the caliber of business sense and professionalism takes place over there. About a month ago, I had announced that Blog Talk Radio is no longer going to be a free site for me to be able to host a radio show from. They have banned that, and starting February 1st, it's going to be only paid subscriptions for the host. And when I made this announcement, the All Media Artists are the ones that actually stepped up to start sending in donations to help support Flava News to be on the air. And so I want to reach out, and I need to publicly thank those particular artists for stepping up immediately to help support Flava News Radio to stay, you know, out here and being able to play your sounds, not only here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, but to those across the United States and around the globe. And I want to thank Sandrine and John and Monica Monet and Therese and Delon, you know, all of the artists that sent in their donations. Now I want to bring in one of my favorite people in this whole wide world. Jace, your line is open.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm trying to, I'm not going to say recuperate, but I'm trying to get back to normalcy from yesterday's wonderful day. So it's good to be on your show once again, Flavor. I'm glad you're online. I'm glad the world still gets opportunity to experience what you're sharing for the listener.
Well, I appreciate that. I had to start out my show. You know, honestly, I started it out with I Love My Life. And I have to tell you, Jace, being a part of the video shoot last night, just not only, you know, having the pleasure of being a participant in a small way, but just being able to witness, you know, the people that came together, the diversity of the people to just the whole production of it, I think it's something that I will always remember. You know, it's kind of like one of those memories that I will cherish. And it may sound silly, you know, maybe even to you, you know, but it's something that was very special for me, and I appreciate that you, you know, wanting me to be there and to be a part of that.
Well, you know, the question was always ours, Flavor, and, you know, I'm waiting anxiously like you and, you know, waiting to see what all came out of that beautiful, beautiful experience. You know, it's a pleasure to have you there. Like you said, it was a pleasure. For those that came were supposed to be there. The support from those that came was phenomenal. It was from very, very beautiful people in there. There was some youth in there. There were some elders in there. There were some influential people in there. There were artists in there. Flavor News was in there. Verse Slash was in there. You know, it was good to see, to finally meet our distant cousins, the Stax Brothers. It was good that the Fear Crew was in there, Fleeta, Delton, Lady Taz. You know, we had instructors from the UW there, Third, who teaches a hip-hop course at the UW, as well as Valerie Curtis Newton. Who else was in there? We had my man from Stilo, Amir, was in the spot. And like I said, we just had so many beautiful people. And it was a pleasure that you were there. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. And I'm with you now, Flavor. I'm just waiting to see what comes out of all of it. And thank you very much one more time to Blue Shoes Media and Chris Parker and Rito for shooting such a wonderful piece.
Oh, you know, the team that was put together to create this, I mean, even, you know, from the makeup artist, you know, and all Drew, you know, I mean, I took footage, Jace, you know, of Felicia, you know, getting her makeup done. I even, you know, got footage of you getting, you know, but, you know, just even that process, you know, it was fun to watch that, you know, the transformation. It kind of, you know, gave me the feel of what it is really to be behind the scenes, you know, to see how, you know, it starts out one with one look, you know, and then transforming into something very, very, in a sense, different, but still the same. I mean, it wasn't like Felicia stepped outside of herself or anything, but, you know, Drew did an absolutely amazing job on her. And like you were saying with Chris, the, you know, the videographers and the crew, and Amalia from Blue Shoes, and, you know, Owar, you know, playing the trumpet to Felicia singing, and just everybody that was there. I mean, it, the diversity, the passion, the excitement, the energy was just like on point. You know, I don't think that you could have asked, you know, for anything better than what you got last night. And the food that Black, you know, cooked and everything, it was just, yeah, it was absolutely great. But as you know, Jace, I kind of mentioned this to you, you know, a few times during the week. One of the things that I did want to cover on this particular show of all shows is support, and what does that look like? You know, whether it's support that you need yourself as a person, as a human being, to an artist, to a small business owner, what does that really look like? And, you know, along with playing some different tracks, you know, I broke a track by Yidam, that he gave me permission to play, and I'm going to, you know, break a few other tracks today on this particular show from some of our people right here in the Pacific Northwest. But it's something I just really kind of wanted to open up a dialogue around. And so there are a couple other callers on the line. I want to bring them in and just see if they have some feedback on, you know, what they define and support looks like and what is needed.
I'm about that myself, but I'll wait till you bring the callers on.
All right. So, let's see. Let me click on their lines. You know, as always, it's bouncing around. All right, John D. Green, senior line is open.
Hey, what's going on?
So, you know, Jason's on.
Hey, what's going on, brother? I basically just called in for support. I just basically called in on the support status, the support for the Pacific Northwest and all the amazing artists that I've come into contact with through Lady Flavor. I mean, you guys got an amazing range of diversity and talent there. I mean, just simply amazing. And of course, brother, I also have to say I would love to have been there yesterday.
Well, you were there in spirit, brother.
But believe me, I was there. I was yelling from over here, do that, do that. People looking at me like, do what, man? people looking at me by the people mover downtown Detroit like, do what, dog? I'm like,
yeah, right.
But you know what? I've come into contact with so many amazing artists from there in other areas of the Pacific Northwest, and it's just, I mean, you know, you like to see things happen, and you kind of wish on stars and hope on miracles, but, you know, hope is just hope, and faith without works is dead, man. So, you know, you guys got something special going on over there, you know, and I mean, you know, the artists that I've met and come into contact are true professionals, true to this, you know, but part of being true to this is that support, I mean, supporting us to support ourselves. It's not saying you do it all. It's saying I'm going to help you do it. But we got to do this thing together. And even they said the Lord helps those who help themselves. So, you know, get to doing something, you know?
That's right. So, well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, first of all, I'm going to say thank you very much.
Let me just bring DeLon in right quick because he is also on the line. So, DeLon, your line is open, and this is DeLon calling in from Houston, Texas.
Hello.
Peace.
What's happening?
All right.
What's going on?
Let me chime in real quick before I forget. I don't want to cut the brother off as he chimes in. But, you know, I wanted to say something about what John said because, you know, we talk about talent a lot of times. We talk about, you know, people that have this artistic ability, that this blessing, if you will. And, you know, and John is absolutely right. You know, I met John through Lady Flavor Artist Roundtable, and, you know, we maintain connection ever since, and it's exposed me to other artists that, as he stated about this area, are just so talented. the thing that I really wanted to chime in was that I think in this region, because we have a scene and not an industry, and we have yet to understand the impact that the people and the power that the people really, 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 really have in deciding how far this talent or this blessing can go, I don't know if they really understand what it is that we're asking them to support. You know, like you said, we're not asking you to do it for us. We're asking you to participate. And, you know, me and Lady Flavor had a conversation, and when she said it, it just struck me. She said, you know, one of my goals is to educate artists. She said, but now I'm seeing in the Pacific Northwest, we have to educate the audience. And it's not about sitting down and just talking to you about it. It's about showing you through the actions and putting out quality work and seeing that we're tied to Detroit and Houston and overseas, and other people are listening so that they can understand that it's just not, you know, a border thing. It's not a Northwest, Pacific Northwest borders and the rest of the world is locked out. The world, whole world is looking and watching, and they, from what I understand, those that I talk to are very impressed by the talent. But if we don't educate the audience to how important that they are to the success of this region, then I think we're going to stay where we're at. So, John, I agree. Lady Flavor, I think it's time that the audience gets educated to how to support an artist, as opposed to just thinking, you know, I'll wait till you blow up. We blow up from the inside out, not from the outside in. I just wanted to say that.
And you know, and that is something that I've been talking to Jace about. That is not only like educating the artists around what they need to do to be, you know, to have a quality presentation. You know, how they should reach out. You know, their internet, you know, presence. Da 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 da. One of the things that I really am thinking about is, you know, just fans. You know, what are their responsibilities when it comes to the success of you as artists, you know, because, you know, they have a big, you know, they play a very big role in, you know, who listens to you, who appreciates your talents to, you know, all of that. And, you know, I just cannot stress, you know, more, you know, it's just like last night, at the Black Stacks video shoot, you know, my sister brought me over some food. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, because I'm hungry.
Oh.
Yeah, man. That
it. Thank you, sister. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Wonderful. That's dope.
Okay, this is a worthwhile interruption. You should see this yummy plate of food. My sister
don't,
just
don't
brought
be,
me
don't
over.
Tea. Don't
oh,
tea.
My God. It smells just as good as the food that Black was cooking at the video shoot last night. And can I tell you, that food was like to die for. So on top of the fact that we had this amazing experience at the video shoot, Black was cooking through the whole thing on this barbecue right out in the rain. Oh,
I plan to find out for myself very, very soon.
Yeah. You will.
Here.
You will
you, definitely
find out.
That's a lot
the
more
plan,
than
buddy.
I had at my video shoot.
So, Dawn, you know,
yes.
I think that you know, you have been around for a minute, you know, as a singer down there in Houston. And, you know, I, you know, when you think about support, you know, what does that like look like, you know, in your mind, whether it be fan base, whether it be even family, whether it be financial support, whether it be, you know, whatever. I mean, because to me it just seems like the success of all of us really stems from this one word, support.
Right. Well, I think it's a little, to be honest, I think it's a little more complicated than sometimes we give it credit. And that, I mean, sometimes, like, when it comes to friends and family, it's, they're not really, you know, in their minds, it's kind of like, first of all, they'll support you if they see that you're actually in it to win it. if they think you're kind of blasé about it, they're kind of like, oh, yeah, all right, let's know when something comes out, you know, and otherwise they're kind of brushing you off. And then when you start doing something, then it's like, oh, okay, then, you know, and maybe they might get involved to some degree, but then it turns into this thing where sometimes, I'm not speaking for everybody, I'm just saying sometimes it can turn into this thing where they start expecting, you know, free tickets or free this or you know, and when you say support, you're really talking about not only just being interested in what you're doing, but financially getting behind it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because that's where the key comes in. Because we could sit here and talk all day about support, but if we're not buying, you know, the product, that we're not really gaining anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could. I have people tell me every day that I could sing, but they're not putting any money in my pocket. So I mean, that's.
But see, here's the thing. I was going to sit back and pretty much be quiet and observe and report as I often do. But this needs to be said, so allow me to say it. The dynamics of this are very simple. Where we are in the different locations, especially there where you all are, you have people, personalities, such as Lady Flavor and several others, but I'm going to go with, you know, my favorite. Okay, I'm going to be biased. I'll go with my favorite. You have personalities that are supporting artists, that have been supporting artists, that have resources to support artists.
Right.
And we're not supporting ourselves. We're not willing to go the extra step to say, you know what, I can make this contribution, or I can make this call, or I can make this drop, since I'm already in the studio, to contribute to continued support that supports my dream. That part, to me, I don't understand. I refuse to accept it as it is. I refuse to believe this is just the way it goes, because in my mind, it doesn't go that way. I am not financially secure. I am not sitting on a wealth. Unless you consider my family my wealth, then I'm a very rich man. But as far as monetary value goes, I am not a rich man. But how can you not support yourself when you have someone or many people saying, I will help you achieve your dream? It would be so much harder for any of us to have gotten the exposure that we've gotten to do it all on our own. We have people reaching out to us saying, hand in hand with me, let's make this come true. Whatever's being requested of us in return is a small price to pay to actually be able to say I achieved my dream on some level. And it's because of that thought and that frame of mind that I refuse to accept that this is the way it will be. I cannot accept that. I will not accept that. I will continue to support the dream from all artists. And there are artists from around the world. And I support just because I was a fan before I was a musician. I listened to people. I mean, when I heard about some of you guys, I went on your sites and just clowned because I was having a good time. You know, I was letting my eardrums enjoy their vacation, so to speak. This cannot be the way it is. This cannot continue to be this way. We are supporting ourselves here. That's cut and dried, plain and simple. We want help, but we don't want to help ourselves. And tell me how that makes sense. It doesn't. So it must change.
The interesting thing is that the three gentlemen that are on the phone with me right now, all three of you have, you know, stepped up and supported, you know, Flava News Radio. You know, and that's really interesting to me that the three of you are on the phone right now, you know, and I have to publicly, you know, thank all three of you, you know, for putting out the support and allowing Flava News Radio, you know, to continue on the air at least a couple more months, you know, because that means a lot to me, you know, because I do provide this to help spread the word and play your sounds, you know, on this, you know, as John knows, as Delon knows, as, you know, Jace knows, you know, all three of you, you know, are being heard overseas, you know, from somebody that you met through Flava News Radio, you know, and so it, you know, and I'm not saying that to say, oh, look at me, I'm Lady Flav and I did this. It's just kind of a fact, you know, that the connections, you know, or, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Jace was saying, you know, he came to know John, you know, off of the All Media Artist, and now,
Amen.
You know, they're talking about collaborations, you know, and this and that, that, you know, it's just interesting to me that here it is, the conversation that I want to have with people, and who are the ones on the phone with me right now, people that honestly support me.
Let me say, you know, there's a few things that I heard that I really love. I'm over here smiling because that is funny, Flavor. That what you just said is so real, so true. Like, I want to talk to people who are going to explain to me why they don't or why they're not, and the people that call are the ones that do. And that's usually the case. You know, usually people that don't support or don't understand the conversation or think the conversation is way out in left field, they're not going to call in and have a civil debate, if you will, in the words of politics. But, you know, there's something that I was told a long time ago, and I remember my father saying this to me, and I really try to live by this. He says, no one is successful by themselves. No one. There's never been one person on earth who's done it all by themselves. They've always had to have the support of something. And when we talk about support, I just want to make sure that we're defining the word support as not like John was saying, don't come and just drop a bunch of money on me. Or like Delon was saying, you know, you're telling me I can sing, but, you know, what are you doing to help me further along? So let's make sure that the audience understands when we talk about support, it's about furthering along a talent that you think deserves to be heard or seen or recognized, whether it's supporting young, intelligent brothers and sisters in school and making sure that those that are doing well are supported by the community. When they do well, we applaud them as opposed to waiting for them to make a mistake to criticize them. So when we talk about support, we're talking about what's going to help make that foundation that these artists or young people or community or the world is standing on stronger. And so when you support us, Flavor, I think, you know, when artists are giving back, it's natural for them. It's a natural process because they understand that your show can't run without the support of the artists. And whether it's calling in and hopefully making your show more interesting and more intelligent, or whether it's sending you money, or whether it's sharing your information on Facebook or Twitter, on your website or your newsletter, support is not always like, come save me. Support is help strengthen what you already believe in or you already know to be talent. You know, and that's why it's easy for some of us, like John was saying, I went on you guys' sites and clowned. You know, I laughed. I let my ears have their vacation. My eardrums have their vacation. It wasn't him saying, okay, here's some artists that are challenging where my position should be, so let me hide them from the rest of the world. He was saying, ooh, these brothers and sisters are dope, so let me spread their information to my network.
And
all doing that, that's a way of support. So as Delon is in Houston, he may not be getting supported from everybody that's saying to him, you know, you're a great singer. Okay, can you give me five, not can you, but here's my CD. Here's the next place I perform. And I think people don't really understand that a lot of times independent artists keep things financially feasible. We don't want to outprice the people that we want in. So sometimes we do things just for that. Like, I have a show. It's only $5, right?
Right.
It's not because it cheapens my show, isn't to the standard of what you want. It's because I want you to be able to come and experience this. Give me feedback.
Right.
Tell me where I need to get better. Help me with some honest critiques, you know, and that, in a way, is support, too. So I think that you know, I just want to make sure, because I'm on here with two intelligent brothers and an intelligent woman, so I'm going to sit back a little bit, John. But what I just want to make sure that the listeners that are listening understand, when we say support, we're talking about strengthening the foundation from which you see the talent or this ability. ability stand and to make sure people know it's there.
Yeah, if I can feed off of that, if I can feed off of that, and I 100% agree with everything I've heard so far, I mean, that really sums it up because, you know, again, you know, and I'm sure that Jason and John can relate. It's, you know, it's cool and it's flattering for people to say, oh, I love your talent. But if it just ends there, it's almost empty. It's kind of like, well, you know, and it's not like you're looking for handouts or anything like that. I mean, I've given away my music, literally. You know what I'm saying? You know,
absolutely.
You know, I've lost more money than I've made doing this music stuff. And I do it for the love, first and foremost. But the thing is, if you're going to come to the shows or if you're going to spread my name around, that's helpful. You know, I mean, like, Lady Flavor, you just gave us props for supporting you. But really, I mean, that's almost a given because you've helped me tremendously. On top of that, I've made connections with John and now Jace. You know, I'm making connections with people all over just through you. So that's the least I can do. You don't even have to thank me for that. You know,
that's right.
You know, I appreciate it, but it's almost like, you know, if I didn't support you in some kind of way, either spread your name out there or, you know, throw a couple of dollars at you to keep the show running, then I'm not a responsible artist.
That's right.
I'm not being responsible.
And I appreciate what you just said, Delon, you know, and this kind of just opens up the door for me to say this. When I decided to do this show today, you know, normally I do a Flavor Coffee House show every weekend, and I play music, and I let people call in and promote themselves, you know, whatever. Through encouragement, really, honestly, through April Sims out of Washington, D.C., she's like, Flavor, you know, keep Flavor Coffee House alive, you know, and do a radio show called Flavor because that's where, you know, your origins started, you know, that was your baby. And, you know, and I appreciated her, you know, pushing me to call one of my shows Flavor Coffee House. And Flavor Coffee House was one of my babies. You know, Jace never had the opportunity to step foot in I'm going to cry. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Take your time, Flavor. You know, we're here to support you, like Delon said.
That's right.
Us not to give back to you,
know,
to be ashamed. So just take your time, Flavor, because I think that's what's real about this show, is it's genuine. This is a genuine person who honestly has a heart of gold that supports artists that she really, really enjoys. And so I think, you know, it's important that people know that. You can share the emotion because that's part of it, Flavor. We have to.
Well, you know, and Jace and I are both cancers. We're still going to claim cancer, even though they got this thing out here saying that the horoscope has changed. You know, but Jace and I are going to still claim cancers. But what I was going to say is that, you know, Jace never set foot in my coffee shop yet. There's so many connections for Jace and I because of my coffee shop. His father, you know, came to my coffee shop, you know, and sat in my Wolof and had coffee. You know, his brother, you know, one of his dear friends, you know, to, you know, a young man that, you know, I've known since he was 12 years old, you know, who was like family to Jason. So the connections, you know, from just, you know, the foundations of a building that I called Flavor Coffee House to now, you know, in those walls, I created Flavor News and now Flavor News Radio that, you know, if it had not, you know, started there, if God had not put it in me to believe in others, you know, I would not be Lady Flavor. I would not have been the first person to break I Love My Life for Black Sax. You know, I would not have been able to play Happy Home or Melodocracy, you know, by you, Delon, and John, you know, so it's just, you know, it's, you know, I appreciate the love and support that the three of you gentlemen give me. I will say that there is this side of me as this emotional cancer that is really hurt by my hometown of Seattle, Washington, really, really hurt because I have been trying to create some avenues to help support them, because Jason and I have this conversation all the time. We've got some great talents right here, in our own hometown, great talents. You know, so Flava News Radio was trying to find ways to support our hometown artists, to spread them outside of the walls of Seattle, Washington, you know, to get their sounds heard across the United States and possibly, you know, across the globe, you know. And when it came down to the radio station changing, flipping the script and deciding to turn it into paid subscriptions to host the shows, not one Pacific Northwest artist stepped up for me outside of my core group. And that really hurt me. And I don't understand it because, you know, it wouldn't take much to keep this going. Now, is it the responsibility of Flava News to provide this resource for you? I don't think so. I don't think so because, you know, I could just do an all-media artist show, you know, since all-media artists are the ones who are the first ones to step up and support Flava News Radio. I could just do that, and then I could dedicate my time into working with you three gentlemen and tapping into resources or whatever. And so it's like, you know, do I just cut off the Be More Pacific, you know, where I do a show out of Baltimore that plays only Pacific Northwest artists? Do I cut off doing all of these shows for Pacific Northwest artists? Do I only play the Pacific Northwest artists that are my core group, you know, and stuff. And I'll be honest, I think I've been thinking about these things, and I'm like, you know, and it hurts me. And I don't, and I'm just going to keep it real. It hurts me.
You know what, though, Lady Flavors, if not to interrupt, and let me kind of stop right there for a minute. Just follow me for a second, if you don't mind. You're going to find, I mean, because originally I'm from Boston, then I moved here from Houston. And in a lot of places I've been, or other artists or people music-wise from all over have had a similar complaint, like, oh, my, the hometown don't support, or so-and-so don't support. So it's not a unique situation. And what I would say to that is don't give up on your area. You know what I'm saying? There's some, you got to understand something like, I'm not making excuses for people, but what I'm saying is that things have, the way the music industry is and how to get in, and there's so many different ways of doing the same thing now that honestly I think people are ignorant. And I'm not saying ignorant as in they're bad people, as in they really don't know how to go about certain things. You may have, there may be a bunch of artists, very talented people right now that may never have heard of you and your radio show in your area. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, you know, sure, you know, a few people have heard of me here in Houston, but I'm just going to keep it real. The vast majority of Houston has never heard of me before. You know what I'm saying? You know, and you know, hopefully in time, you know, they will hear my name and see you know, my talent. But does that mean that everyone in H Town is gonna stand up and support me? No, it's not gonna happen like that. You know what I'm saying? So I would say, I would just, to sum it up, I would say don't give up on your region. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
I mean,
okay. You
speak for, because There's good people there, you know what I'm saying?
There is good people there, but
there,
allow me to say this.
Yeah.
You have, you, what you just said even more so reinforces what I said earlier, Dean. Here's the thing. Maybe a lot of people don't know a Lady Flake. That's true. You know, a lot of people don't know me and they don't know you. They may not know Black Stacks with John Dell because they're the bomb. But anyway, listen. Here's the thing. We have a personality, dude. You and I, for a fact, are being played in Europe. Okay, we're just two. We are the Paribus Unum. We are just two of many artists that she's made connections for. Now, I thought my arms, they could reach pretty far, and she expanded my horizons by doing, not by saying. Oh, I was looking for that. By doing. All
right.
So maybe she's not the biggest name in the world. But from an independent artist standpoint, and an independent artist view. She's taken me further than I had gone on my own towards my dream. You see what I'm saying? So that is worth supporting. Just the fact that it could be, the fact that she is more than willing to do this. These type of radio stations and these type of personalities, this is the wave of the future, right here, right now. That is more than worth supporting because I am living, breathing proof that it works.
Right.
Not one song. I got four songs on two different stations, and that's just one aspect of it. That's happening right now. Right now.
And I...
It's worth supporting.
I think to add on to what both of y'all are saying, because I think, you know, there might be a slight disagreement to the listener, but I think you got to look at the coin. There's two sides of this coin, and one of the things that was stated earlier, I think needs to be just restated, is that you artists have to be able to support themselves too. So you have to find information that's going to help you.
Which is out there and free.
If there's an outlet in your region that can help you, I think as an artist, it behooves you to go out and find that out. Like, I'm sure, Damon, in Houston, maybe everybody don't know a certain DJ or a certain personality or a certain promoter, but you know that you had to do the research, as John does, as I do, as we all do. We got to go find the people who we can connect with to help support our endeavor. And so I think it's important to also say that the artists in this region have to stop sitting back and being comfortable with the same old road, same old path of getting the same old result. When you want to expand, you have to do the research. A lot of our work is research. We know that.
Right.
You researched how to find Lady Flavor. She researched how to find AMA. She researched how to figure out who John was or DeLon was or Blacks. She had to do her research. So as artists, we need to do the same thing. I've been able to connect with many radio stations with Color Flavor, from Baltimore to the UK to Switzerland to Chicago to Houston to, you know, and I'm not saying that everybody got to run, because you're right, DeLon, everybody don't know Lady Flavor. You're absolutely right. But I do think it behooves an artist who's looking to find that other avenue to get to the listeners. They have to search it, and Flavor is another, as John said, is another avenue. And
right,
so
absolutely.
The artists here can't sit back and wait for Flavor to come get them. They got to find, okay, well, how come Black Stax is being heard here, or how come Tiffany Wood, or how come Darius, or how come R. Curtis, or how come, you know, this person's being a Big World Break, or any of them, how did they get heard there? Oh, they went through a lady call or show called Lady Flavor. Who is that?
Yeah,
right.
Right? And then they got to go and then figure out if it's worth their time. Because like you said, they might say, well, she's not worth my time. She ain't big enough yet. Or she don't have as many listeners yet. But if you do the research on her show, you're going to say, oh, hold on. Well, I ran into this brother. His name was DeLon. This boy is filthy. Hold up. I ran into this brother in Detroit named John. Hold up. Where are these guys coming from? And when you do the research, you usually find, as very commonly said, an undiscovered treasure.
That's right.
Right. But you know what? But you know what? I would dig this though, is that, and kind of going back to what I was talking about with the ignorance, and what I'm saying is, and I'm guilty. I was guilty of this myself. Is sometimes we try to shortcut too much stuff, and like I'll talk to people about music stuff. And sometimes it amazes me how ignorant they are to a lot of basic stuff about music business. And I'll be like, tag, man, I mean, all you got to do, you can just look up how to start a record company. There's like a million and one websites that can tell you how to get started.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But they won't even do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of what I'm saying is ignorant. It's not what I'm not calling people dumb. So please, nobody send me hate mail. I'm just saying is that just the basics. If you say A&R to some people, they'll start equate that to a lawyer, and you're like, what? That has absolutely nothing to do with a legal side of a record company. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm just saying just basic information. I'm not saying that you have to turn yourself into a record company executive all of a sudden, but I am saying that you should have some kind of intelligence about the field you're trying to get into. But, again, I mean, I've dealt with people whereas no paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, guess what, people? We're not actually doing any real business until it's on paper. You know what I'm saying? We could sit there and, you know, BS each other all day and talk about this and talk about that. But, you know, look, I don't need to be impressed. I already know I can sing. You, to tell me every 5 minutes I can sing.
Right.
You told me the first time, okay, I've convinced you. Now what are we talking about? Tell me something I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be impressed. I don't want to be impressed from the same person all the time. It's like, okay, you know, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Now tell me something that I can use. You know what I'm saying? Or if you don't know something, don't sit there and make it up on the spot. I've had people tell me about, you know, all types of crazy, you know, lingo, music record, you know, music industry lingo. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And I can tell, and you know, we all, I'm sure all of us have experienced this day in and day out, and be like, oh, this person don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? And so what I'm saying is that there's a lot of people out there, because unfortunately with technology, people are under the assumption that their job is now easier and they don't have to think as much as they used to. But guess what, people? I got news for you. You need to spend some time on Google. If you want to know how record companies work, look it up. The information's out there. If you want to know about radio stations, look it up. It's out there. You know what I'm saying? There's a wealth of information. You can never read enough. You can never read enough. So when I'm talking to people about music stuff, if I don't know something, I'm not going to give you some lingo to make myself sound intelligent. I'm just going to shut up and I'm going to listen. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it comes down to.
We actually have another caller on the line that has been waiting very, very patiently. So let me bring in this next caller. Caller from the 206, your line is now open, and thank you so much for your patience.
This is Fleeta Partee. I was just tuning in to basically listen and educate myself, you know, and just showing support for the Flavor House Coffee News.
So what do you think about what you heard, Fleeta?
These is both some deep brothers, man. They got a little jump start on me as far as know-how and on the operation side of the music thing. So, I mean, you know, I'm learning, and I'm an artist myself. I've been in the game, you know, off and on for years, but, you know, I was always one of those artists who just wanted to be an artist and just wanted to perform. But, you know, I recently picked things back up here as far as the recording side goes, and it's like I'm learning a lot of stuff for the first time, you know, because I purposely denied myself the ability to learn as far as the know-how and how things work in the industry. So, you know, I'm like a brand new baby out of the womb.
I tell you what, Fleeta, this John D. Green Sr., I'll do this for you. If you ever got any questions, I'll send you my freshly written and patented 101 trial and errors of the indie artist. How's that?
Oh, no,
brother,
no problem.
I got some stories for you, man. Now tell me, Jace, am I kidding? We can put our stories together.
I can
put our stories
really
together and write a 1,200-page American novel on how to screw up and how not to screw up.
Man, I got some heartbreaking stories, man. Stuff that will rip your heart out. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. But sometimes you have to go through those kind of fires in order to wake up. You're like, okay, you know, this isn't just about singing and dancing. This is that's the least of my problems is the singing and dancing part. It's about or learning my instrument. It's about, man, you know, you got to deal with some real cats out here, man.
One of the people that I look up to the most in the industry, as most people know, is Brian O'Neill. Brian O'Neill, one of the people that I look up to the most,
told me one of the most painful things I've ever heard in my music career. He told
Which is
me,
what?
You are a musician, you are a composer, and you are a writer, and you are good. Now take off that damn hat and put on your business hat, because this is a business. And if you do not approach this as a business, you will fail.
Yeah.
That broke my heart. I was so sensitive, man. I just wanted to sing. You know, I just wanted to write the next great composition.
Right.
And once I heard that and I understood it,
right.
I was better for it.
Or dig this. But dig this. Here's even what's even worse, just to go off of what you just said, John.
Uh-huh.
Or you surround yourself, you get involved with people who make sure you're successful so that they can rob you blind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right.
That's even
because
worse.
That's the same thing, one, too. Yeah.
You know,
that's a painful one, too.
And take everything. Everything he doesn't work for. It's, you know, it's good to hear. It's good to have Fleeta on. You know, this is Jace. It's good to have Fleeta on, who's part of my Fear crew, the Fair Exchange Ain't Robbery crew. It's good to have him back involved in music and art. And it's good to see his maturity. You know, I've known him a long time. We've known each other a long time. Seattle's, you know, maybe 2 degrees of separation here.
Oh,
but
okay.
For a long time.
Right. Jace is the man who basically, between him and his other brother, they
used to be. Let me tell the story. I've watched him go through what he just said, told you brothers about, when he said all he wanted to do was just rap. All he wanted to do was just be the hot cat on the block. That's all he wanted to do. And he didn't care so much about the ins and outs. He didn't care so much about how to go about this and the third. But I can tell you this, John, he's going to need your book. And Delon, he's going to need your advice, because every day I talk to this brother, and he impresses me with the fact that he's willing to learn, willing to humble himself and hear the stories and hear the information that's going to help better his, not only his career, but take care of those that are coming after him. He's even talking about working with young people and inspiring these young people, and he has a great story to tell. And so I think, you know, that's the joy for me. It's like, that's how you support. That's how you get that fair exchange. You get that conversation. You build that trust. And you do it by being so genuine. And so it's really good, because he called me right before he called in. I said, man, are you going to call into the show? And he was like, oh, who's on? I said, call in. And he called in, and I know he's out running. And so I really appreciate that. And I just think it's very important that, you know, when we do get these type of talented individuals that come back with the consciousness that maybe they didn't have prior to but are willing to do it, is that we do support them, using that word again, we do support them by giving them the information and telling them where to go. Like Delon said, hey, man, if you want to find out, sometimes go to Google. If you don't, sometimes call me. And if you don't, sometimes read John's book. And if you don't, sometimes call in the Flavors Coffee House and you'll talk to Delon. Either way, we have to set up a mode of support for one another, too, you know, and so that we don't get frustrated. I like what Delon told you, Flavor. Don't give up on your region. Don't let them make you give up on your region. If you have to change your format, don't let it be because of malice or because you're getting back at this.
Yeah.
Let it be because it's something that had to happen and it was out of your control. Because right now, Flavor, whether you feel it or not, you're a very valuable asset to this region and its exposure, a national, international stage. So
right.
I just want to say those things about Fleeta. I want to say that about Flav. John, you know how I feel about you, brother, man. I
absolutely.
We actually put a track together. Delon, we're going to have to do some work. You have impressed me tonight with your knowledge. And if Flavor and John give you the thumbs up, you get another one from me. So I just Flavor, we will continue to support you, Flavor. You're gonna make it through the year. It's not gonna be 6 months, 3 months, and you gone. You're not a fly by night. You're not a fly by night resource. You are a steady and stern, a stable resource that we need. We as artists, I know I'm speaking for many as I say this,
right.
We as artists are going to support you. The Pacific Northwest will stand up and recognize. I love and respect each and every one of y'all's words and knowledge and talent. And on that, I got to go finish cooking before I get in trouble over here. So,
hey,
I'm going to
holler
at you. One more thing real quick, please. Owoh Arunga left today. He left the country. He went to Africa. He'll be gone 5 weeks. I just want to tell him and his family have a very safe, relaxing, and productive time, and enjoy yourself because he deserves it. And on that note, I'll be listening to y'all.
Wait,
y'all can keep talking, please, but I got to go.
Jace. He's out.
Hey, so I'm interested. I'm interested, and I know the listeners probably are in this book.
Oh no!
So how can I get my hands on it? How can I get my hands on it? Excuse me.
The book was proverbial, brother. The stories are real. The book was a proverbial thing. But the stories are real. Hey, you hit me up anytime. I'll just keep telling me.
Well, and I can let me tell you something on the real. I can vouch for that because, like, off air. John and I will conversate for, like, periods, and he's giving me websites to check out or, you know, giving me some knowledge, you know, himself. So I can vouch for that. I mean, he's not, you know, making that up.
The thing is, and it's funny that you say that, D, and I do appreciate it, but it's, again, it's about this, and in the words of Jace, I'm going to use that word. Here's the magic word of the day, people, support. It's about support. You know where I got a lot of my knowledge from? I mean, I've always researched things. I mean, anyone that is Googleable, that's our word. That's the Flavor Coffee House word, Googleable. But I got a lot of the information for sights and understanding from TC. I don't know how many of you all may be familiar with TC, the Thinking Caveman. But that brother breathed on me one day, and he hit me up with a bunch of stuff, and it was resources where I could even expand my search to find different points of information. So once I found it out, I said, you know what? Man, that's a whole bunch of artists like me that could probably use this. So when I started talking to good people like you, D, I was like, you know what? Hey, this is what I learned. I'm paying it forward to you now. Hey, D, this is what I know. Check this out. It might be of some service. It might be of some assistance to you. And I know for a fact that you have since then paid it forward. That's that whole support thing. That's what it's about.
Let me say something real quick, Lady Flavor.
Okay.
I just want to add on to one quick thing I want to say. And this really goes for, I hope people out there are listening. This does not mean that this is for everybody. And when I say that, what I'm saying is if you're the passive artist or you're trying to sort of get in the game, but you're really looking out for yourself and you're not thinking about paying it forward, or you're at your core, you know what you're about. You know what I'm saying? Then this is not for you. You know what I'm saying? This is about people who truly want to support other artists and support the networks that support these artists. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like John, I support. You know what I'm saying? That brother supports me. I support Lady Flavor. She supports me. You know what I'm saying? And sure, you know, none of us are millionaires off of this. That's not what it's about. It's about It's about giving back, being supportive. Hey, I got a hot tip on something. Let me hit you off with that. It's not about, I got to share the stage with this person. No, leave your ego aside and be a part of the community of music. I'm just gonna keep it really real. It's not for everybody because there are some people who will not take, you know, they will bite the hand that feeds them. If you're that kind of cat, don't come near me with that. I'll tell you that right now.
Right. Well, Felita has dropped off the line, but I just wanted to say, you know, in regards to Felita, he is somebody that I met, you know, through Jace and through Dope Emporium. He had actually reached out to me on Facebook one day, and I really did not know him or know anything about him, but I was kind of looking for artists that would want to get involved with, performing, you know, for the Unleash the Brilliance project and, you know, stepping out there and using their artistry to reach the youth. And Felita reached out to me and said, you know, you need to connect with Delton's son. I had already been connected to Delton, You know, but it was like, you know, that was a good look, you know, and I appreciated Fleeta, you know, doing that to then getting to know him. And he was part of the core team that worked with Black Stax to put on Dope Emporium 2010. And it was such a pleasure to get to know him. And he is an artist that has been out there, you know, many, many years, you know, as a rapper who stepped away for a minute to, you know, take care of business and stuff to then, you know, coming back and starting to work on his artistry and his music. And, you know, I had the pleasure of having him on as a feature for Dope Emporium on my radio show where, you know, he got up there and freestyled for me and, you know, and then to watch him participate in the video commercial for Dope Emporium and all of that. And he's absolutely an amazing man. Not only is he, you know, wanting to educate himself and do it, you know, the right way and better this time around in the game as far as an artist, but he is very supportive to those people that he believes in. And so, like, last night, he was also at the Black Stax video shoot, you know, participating and being there and doing whatever, you know, was needed of him to make last night a success. And so that is one thing I know about Fleeta, is that if he believes in you, if he likes you, you know, can nobody say nothing against you. And he will, you know, I don't want to say, you know, he'll stomp you in the face or anything like that, you know, but it's like that sense of feeling, you know, it's like, you know, he's protective of those that he believes in. And so, you know, I love him for that. I am so glad that I had the opportunity to see him last night, and I'm so glad that he called into the show. You know, I'm so glad you guys called in and helped me touch on this subject, because it's something that has been weighing on my mind. And when I talk about the Pacific Northwest artists, you know, John, you know how much I believe in them as far as their talents go. And if you could see my music board on my radio show, I've got pages and pages and pages of Pacific Northwest artist tracks. And so when I talk about wanting support from them, it's not from people who don't know me. It's from the people that do know me. And it's, you know, and it's wanting them to understand that as they're needing support for who they are as artists, whether it is that people come and pay to come to their showcases, whether it is, you know, people showing up to their video shoots or to, you know, paying for their CDs or their books or their pieces of art or whatever it is, it's a matter of all of that is like coming, it comes around full circle. If you need support, show support. You know, it's kind of like building these win-wins. And so when I put it out there that if every artist could give me $1 per month, that would keep Flava News on the radio, you know, in a sense, indefinitely. You know, and it was just interesting to me that the people from my own region did not step up and do that for Flava News Radio, you know, outside of my core group of artists that I work with very closely from my hometown. But I do want to play a piece. This is from two young artists that I have been aware of and know, and they're part of my core group. My son Michael manages them, and they have a CD that they are working on, should be out at least by the middle of this year, which is called Deep In. But they have done this creative thing where they're doing a leak of the week, and the music that they are putting out there every week is not music that's going on their CD. But this is Mike Mack and Harlem and their song called Tiptoe.
About you, girl, I can't seem to let you go, so I gotta let you know, I want you to come over, girl, I can't seem to let you go, so I gotta let you know, I want you to just tip-toe into my bedroom, we can do it how you like. I want you to just tip-toe into my bedroom, into my bedroom.
Daddy came back for more. Jacket off back from door. Body feels sore, shoulders feel tense. Lay you on the bed, let me rub you with the scent. From the essence of me, we're destined to be in all night, and especially if we're doing it right, most definitely. You're a blessing to me. Do it feel good while you questioning me? Yeah, be aggressive with me like you're wrestling me. And whatever the outcome may be, it's probably what's best for the sheet. So don't rush, baby, creep slow. I see you walking down the hallway, and I've been waiting for you all day. You got that dress on, and I smell when you coming, you got the best on. Love it, and the ass that I press on. Rub it, good luck for the next session. Dub it, and anything that the fresh on the end, believe me, she know that it's press on. Easy.
Something about you, girl, I can't seem to let you go. So I gotta let you know, I want you to come over, girl. I can't seem to let you go. So I gotta let you know, I want you to just tip-toe into my bedroom. We can do it how you like. I want you to just tip-toe into my bedroom, into my bedroom.
Yeah, I looked up in the mirror, see you standing right behind me. We just finished, but now you're still trying to surprise me. Saying you got some more tricks up your sleeve, but your shirt is on the ground, so I know what that means. Skin so soft, body just perfect. Know you gotta leave, but staying is so worth it. I hear you, girl, you whispering my name, and all these other dudes is jealous and in shame. I met you not too long ago, stunning with your Vicky bag. You was a piece on the shelf in the market I had to grab. It's cool with me, yeah, cause you the last one. Got me excited cause you better than my past one. So creep in real slow, on the tips of your toes. And baby girl, I know you've been needing to let go. So, just breathe and relax, and take it in, how easy was that?
Just talking about you, girl, I can't seem to let you go. So I gotta let you know,
come on,
I want you to come over, girl.
Come on, come on.
I can't seem to let you go. So I gotta let you know, I want you to just tip-toe.
Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
We can do it how you like. I want you to get it.
Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
Into my bedroom. Into my bedroom.
Baby. I'm about to lay it down. I love your childish ways, baby, let's play around. Every position in mind, I'm about to play it now. So when I point forward, sending your legs around me. I promise it ain't too hard. Giving you shots from deep like a two guard. Guaranteed to bust shots wherever you are. MVP in the sheets, girl, you're a true star. Yeah, I know you love it when I talk game. Had to beat your last nigga cause your shot's lame. It's funny, he'll never be me. Trying to get a stroke up in the D-League. And I promise I'll be your best ever. 24 hours of love, baby, best pleasure. And if that trophy's what I can't reach, I'll pack it up and take my talent to South Beach.
It's about you, girl, I can't seem to let you go. So I gotta let you know, I want you to come over, girl. I can't seem to let you go. So I gotta let you know, I want you to just tip-toe into my bedroom. We can do it how you like. I want you to just tip-toe into my bedroom. Into my bedroom.
All right, that was Mike Mack in Harlem with their Leak of the Week, Tiptoe. And you can find out more about their Leak of the Week. Their the link is called Fresh Preserves. I'll have to look up the exact address, but it's Fresh Preserves, and it's Mike Mack in Harlem. And they're two young men from right here in my hometown. They're only 21 years old, and yes, my son Michael manages them, and they have like a natural talent. It's not like something that is forced. They love to be on stage. They love to be on the mic, and you know, and their wordplay and what they come up with is so very, in my opinion, it's very unique compared to young people their age. They're very conscious hip hop artists in this particular piece that they just that I just played, it's something that's stretching them because they're not singers. They're MCs, and so it's like they're actually singing. And so I was really, really proud of them that they, you know, were stretching and seeing what they could do as far as, you know, their vocals.
Yeah, that sounded good to me.
Yeah? Okay. So, you know what? Jace is actually listening while he's cooking for his family. So, Delon, I want to play Happy Home for Jace, so just so he can get a taste of, you know, what you sound like. So this is Happy Home by Delon out of Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Happy Home by DeLon. I'm not even going to tell you what Jace just texted me, but Jace, your line is over. You can tell DeLon yourself.
That's what's happening.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, you know what? I'm sitting here thinking, D, two things. I'm just going to put it out there. For one, I can't wait to get behind you with this Korg 6000 and my Yamaha 323. But, D, after we take care of our business and we lay down our magic, right, I need you to do me a favor. Remember coming to America? She's your queen to be.
Oh.
I'm going to need you to do that in person for me, bro.
She's your queen to be.
That's the one.
Whatever it was.
I'm gonna need you to drop that for me in person. It'll just be me and you or whoever's in the studio. But you know, do me that solid because man, I listen to Happy Home. You know, I'm gonna click the archives as soon as this show over. Cause I'm gonna have to hear that again. Then I might hit your site again because I love that track, man. I love that track. You know, I look around my house even in disarray because I got an 8-year-old and I smile. This is my Happy Home. You know, this is my Happy Home right here. I love
that
track, D.
I'm glad y'all like it.
So Jace doesn't want to talk. He's busy, even though his line is open. But he said that y'all are creating baby making music for him. He's like DeLon with like exclamation points. He's like, I like Black Stax is gonna get at DeLon about working on a project. So
I'll be on it. Tell him I said I'll be on it.
He can hear you.
That'll be magic.
He can hear you.
Okay, I'll be on.
That'll be magic, D.
Yeah, I'll
your
be on
sound
it.
With Black Stax sound, baby. Please, that's what's happening right there. It's gonna be a whole new generation of babies. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be the whole
new generation. They'll be called the D Stack generation. You know what I'm saying? They'll be called, you know, the Black D generation or whatever. A whole new generation of baby made with that new style that just popped off.
But I mean, I write about love, man. I mean, because that's what's missing now, man. We need to get love back. We gotta get it back. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, with all due respect to some of the stuff that we hear out there, you know, it's, you know, I don't know if the youth, I don't know, do they still slow jam dance at parties anymore? I don't know.
But not according to my daughter.
I don't know.
Because what I'm
saying,
what?
Honestly,
you know,
I don't
to keep
know.
It real, I mean, I remember those days, you know, at the house parties or whatever. And, you know, you jamming and you dancing, you know, going all crazy through the whole party. But then at the last few songs, man, and nothing could beat those moments, you know.
Well,
and I want to be able to provide
that. Those are beautiful days, but I just can't see pulling up to some beautiful young girl in my youth. Hey, baby, let's two-step. You remind me of my G. I want to rock. No, see, it just don't have the same magic.
I've never been in to get smacked around. Yeah, but that's tame compared to some of the stuff out now, though.
Goodness. Yeah, well, you're right. It is. But even back then, I was like, how'd you get away with that? And she like, I'm a Cherokee, baby. I mean, what did she say? You know, two steps away, you whisper in her ear, vroom, vroom. Yeah, girl, you remind me of that Jeep. You know what I'm saying? Shit, yeah, drive. I don't see how it works, but it, I guess it does. Then there's an audience for everything. But for me, I'm old school. You know, tell it like it is, but keep it classy. You know, keep it classy.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is that even if you're going to talk about sex, then you still leave something to the imagination. You know what I mean? Just for any of y'all young cats out there listening, you know, leave something to the imagination. It gets you further. Trust me.
Way further. Way further.
And women leave it to the men's imagination, because showing all that skin and booty, you know, if you cover bit up and don't wear it so snug, it leaves it a little bit to the imagination.
y'all, I think we're all old enough to remember this saying all the time, why buy the cow when you could get the milk for free?
Right.
If you're showing me everything, I'm going to... there's no more interest there. I mean, you know, business suit that. Do it. What's the Clinton wife's name? Do it. Bill Clinton's wife and business suit it up. You know, make me wonder what you're working with. You know, you ain't got to show me everything. You know, I'm treating it like I'm from St. Louis all the time. You ain't got to show me everything all the time. Let me get something.
But believe it or not, ladies, we actually want to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
From the men, you know, telling the truth. But, you know, we've only got a few minutes left in the show. And, you know I started out the show playing I Love My Life, you know, by Black Stacks featuring Miss Alicia Lau, which is the video that was shot last night. And, you know, Jace already knows, you know, he is my heart. He is my friend. He came into my life as an artist, and but in turn, he has become a mentor. He is a dear friend, and
I just
love and value him so very, very much. And I love, you know, Black Stacks, you know, Black and Lisa and the talents that they have, and I'm so excited to be a part of their team. So before the show closes out, I want to play another track by Black Stacks so that, you know, you can get a taste of their flavor, of all three of them together. And this is I Want Me by Black Stacks.
Life hustling, moving, contribution, revolution like change. We'll flick your 8 millis and life, that's really still a crooked angel. Come slanted like an angle. Too many points to be boxed, detox vocab like Psalms. See the future like reading palms, so make bets. The math don't get subtracted. Strategies and fallacies, the actions make bad. With small packs like new crops, chopped and screwed, do what you wanna do. Mind safe like class wax. Fact poems like new art on the arm. Exchange stacks to large stacks. The alarm pull like death in a song. Here, baby, see hazy, but the scrimmage can handle. Channel has no remote. He snows like the skin of black folks. So stay honest like one of the Muhammadans.
time they all want me. All this negative niggas is funny. Going to a track like we hunting. If I see your mouth part ways for consumption, everybody moves like it's percussion. I won't Christian him, I'll just smug him. Y'all ain't hardcore, y'all like muffins. If you did the murder, where the gloves in? Titus keep the armory on his tongue. Lick like rifle to the deep time. What's the stanza? Let loose like a panther.
Got clean and carved meat, and true to the heat. Sounds of traffic, yes, walking down the street. Hip-hop, headphone beats, and print material. It's the imperial, South End dweller. Tied to the links, fresh ink. It's the soul of Coltrane. Express strain and pain. Game, there's too much to complain. Shit, like classic material. One line that sends out the rhyme. Enough green to stay lean. I mean, signature like stacks. Where we at?
By Black Stacks. You can find Talking Buildings, their new CD, out on iTunes right now. As
Love
I said
it.
Early in the show, Black Stacks is going to be performing at the Battle of the Bands this Thursday, which is called The Road to South By, and I'm really, really encouraging anyone in the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle-Tacoma Federal Way area, to please come out and support Black Stacks as they battle for a spot to perform at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas this March. They are a group that is very, very deserving. You can Google them. Jason Black are part of the Historians of Hip Hop here in Seattle, Washington, by the name of Silent Lamb Project. And you can, you know, also Google Miss Felicia Loud. So what do you think of that piece, you guys?
Fire.
You know what?
Straight fire.
That's you know, and I hate to say it, but that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited about the collaboration. When it comes to lyrical content, we can all learn a little something from Black Stacks. All right, lyrical content. I mean, go back through, listen to the archives, hit it and pause it. When you get caught up, take your pen and paper, pick any five words and any verse of the song and put them together. See what you get. Lyrical content, and they shine. You hear me now? They shine. I like it.
Yeah, that was straight fire.
Yeah. Now you can see why I'm so very, very proud to, you know, be a part of the Black Stacks, you know, team. They are, it's easy, you know, and they're just great people, you know, to work with, you know. So, again, it was wonderful to be out and to be able to witness, you know, the creation of the I Love My Life video last night. It was wonderful to see Jason, his beautiful wife and girls, you know, there too, you know, participating in the video. And I cannot wait. Jay says it should be out the first week of February. You know, when it's out, I'll be blasting it all over the place. But, you know, I mean, it just, you know, a taste of the people that Flava News is connected to, you know, such as yourself, John and Delon, and, you know, and Jace of Black Stacks. You know, you guys fuel me. you know, when sometimes there are days when it's like, Flavor, why do you get up and do what you do? You know, and then I hear, you know, one of your pieces, and I'm like, this is why I do it. You know, God put me here to do this, you know. And so I appreciate, you know, you guys coming out tonight and supporting me on doing this show. You know, it was a topic that I wanted and I felt I needed to talk about, not only for myself. The support is not just for me. The support has to do with underground independent artists being able to take it to the next level and what it is that is needed, you know, to take it to the next level. And one of the things is word of mouth. If you say that you're digging what an artist is doing, then tell somebody else. Let them know where they can be found. You know, tell them to come to a showcase. Tell them to go buy a CD or purchase a 99-cent digital download, or, you know, buy a piece of art, or purchase a book, or, you know, come to Flava News and give a dollar donation, you know, so Flava News can stay on the air to support the underground, you know, independent artists. There's just so many ways to show support, but just you guys even calling into my show, you know, that warms my heart and that fuels me, and you know, it pushes me, you know, to work harder and to get smarter and to find those doors to be open to help, you know, shine the light on you. So thank you so much for coming out tonight, Delon and John.
Thanks
and
for
Dave.
Having us.
And you know, I'll be pushing this out in the archive and just see what kind of feedback we get. But I will be around tomorrow. Okay, you know, tomorrow morning is the artist roundtable, so maybe I might continue this conversation over there, or maybe another conversation will come up. But I look forward to possibly, you know, joining you gentlemen on the Artist Roundtable if you're able to come through. And,
absolutely,
you know, let's just keep it moving, because you know what? I feel good in my bones that some great things are going to happen for you too. So thank you. God bless. And I will talk to you soon.
Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Hi, this is John D. Green, Sr., and you're listening to Flava News Radio. Flava News has supported independent and underground artists of all genres since its creation in 2007. But now, Flava News needs your help. A financial contribution of any size can go a long way in allowing Flava News to continue to support indie and underground artists. To find out how you can do more, please go to www.flavanews.com. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.